Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast. Stop crying, poser. Greatest podcast known to man, as voted by Steve Sisolak. That fat bitch. Anyways, appreciate you guys being here. We do this podcast every single Friday right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle around 3:30 p.m. Right now it is 3:36, so we are on time. Let's shout out everyone in the chat. Fat Fisherman. Watson Punk, Captain Canuck, Eric McGraw, Tragic Pal, Ifu Same, OG Mickey, Vulgar Tech, Infamy, Zip 360, Andrew, The Hunt, and Watson Punk. I think I said that name already. I'm happy to be here. Let's, before we do anything, before we forget, let's give away some free Ninja Lifestyle products. If I say products, it sounds better than stickers. Sticker pack giveaway. The only person on Twitch giving away Ninja Lifestyle stickers every single week. That's why you guys gotta tune in live. If you're not tuning in live on Twitch, then you're a bitch. It's no coincidence that those two words rhyme, Twitch and bitch. You don't show up on Twitch in time, you're a bitch. And that rhymes. Time and rhyme. Look at this. Oh, I'm potent. I didn't even know it. God damn it. Okay. Here's the trivia question. This is gonna be for the OG Ninja Lifestyle subscribers, what have you. This is the question. Very simple. It has to do with skateboarding and filming. What is the worst camera in the entire world that is occasionally used for filming skateboarding? What is the worst camera? First person to type in the correct response will get a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack sent directly to you. Tragic Pal says VX, LOL. OG Mickey says VX. Zip says VX. I want you guys to be a little bit more specific. I want you to be a little bit more specific. You're on the right track. Eric McGraw says vertical phone. That is also a terrible, terrible way to film, but it doesn't make you a terrible person. Tuckahoe Dave says VX1000. He is the winner, VX1000, Dave. Send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook or even right here on Twitch. Send me your address and I will mail you a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack mailed directly to you. You are the winner. You earned it. You earned it. Today I have several topics, but I have zero news articles. Not a lot of news happening in Las Vegas. I even looked at the world news. Nothing I care about. All they want to talk about is, oh, kids are going back to school. Coronavirus, school, coronavirus, school. I don't care. I don't go to school, and I don't have coronavirus. So why the fuck do I care about these news articles? Well, I don't. A lot of fun things have happened in my life. If you guys are watching this live here on Friday, then you'll know that I uploaded a video today called Boneless, a true story. It's a very dramatic reenactment of something that happens every single day in this cold, cold sport of skateboarding. People out there truly believe that doing a boneless on a skateboard is a trick. Now, I know a lot of you guys viewing may not be familiar with skateboarding. Let me explain it to you. A boneless is a... I'm kind of afraid to call it a trick because I feel like that would be misleading. It's when you bend down, grab the skateboard, lift it up into the air with your hand, and then put your foot on the ground and hop, and then you land back on the skateboard. Yeah. I don't know. Skateboarding to me, like, used to involve, like, you bending down and doing an ollie and jumping, and it had some sort of balance. This is just walking and holding a skateboard. Basically, it's what probably half the kids that you would see at, like, an elementary school who have a skateboard, it's how they get to school. They carry and they walk with it. And the other half probably ride it on a skateboard. So that's the beginning. That's the evolution. If you start out and you get a skateboard and the first thing you do is carry it to school so you can look cool in front of your friends, that eventually evolves into becoming a weird boneless style skateboarder. And then I don't even want to tell you guys what happens later in life. Yeah, you end up being a bitch. It's a sad fact. Next thing you know, you have green hair and you're sucking some dude's dick behind a church begging for some Denny's leftovers. That's what happens when you do too many bonelesses at a young age. You're doomed to fail. So I made this video to hopefully raise awareness so that maybe we don't have to make the same mistakes our forefathers made. We can be new people. You are not your past, Joe Rogan. You don't have to follow the boneless lifestyle. Okay? It's like a chicken wing. Bone in is the way to go. If you get a bone less, you're a bitch. Sorry to say. Sorry to say the truth hurts, man. But we got to get used to it. In other news, I heard in Karate Kid 2, as every great story begins, the dude Mr. Miyagi was like, "Daniel-san, never put passion before principle." And I thought, wow, that sounds like really deep. And I tried to think about it. And I was like, what does that mean? Never put passion before principle. And I got to thinking to myself, you know what? I like skateboarding. But one thing I'll probably never do is deep fry a skateboard. I thought to myself, you know what, man? I like skateboarding. I like making money. I would love to make a viral skateboarding video. But there's a lot of things I probably won't do. And I thought to myself, you know what? Mr. Miyagi was just trying to tell me some shit that I already live by every single day. Never put passion before principle, man. My passion would be making money, but I'm not going to go out there and do some clickbait bullshit prank videos on YouTube to make money. But you know what? Maybe that's not good advice. Because what the fuck does Mr. Miyagi know? He's not even doing real fucking karate. First off, if you put principle behind, if you reverse the order, I don't know what order they came in when I first said it. If you reverse the order, it's better to be rich and make shitty prank videos and be a douche, idiot, piece of shit and be rich than to be broke and be able to do a good-ass kickflip. Right? See, Mr. Miyagi, see, I just thought about it. That's why you can't trust movies. That's why you can't trust the media. 9/11 was an inside job. Fucking Mr. Miyagi was in on it. And we all know this. I definitely did not foresee that topic becoming the opposite of what I thought it was going to be. But you know what, man? It's probably going to be a short podcast today. How long have we been going right now? 8 minutes? We're definitely not going to make it to 45 minutes unless I inevitably go off on some stupid fucking tangent. So, big news. Extremely important news right now. My dog, Koopa, just turned 3 years old on March 1st. It was his birthday. I made him a little birthday cake with three candles. It was, listen to this recipe. It was dry dog food. And then his favorite wet dog food on top, which I usually give him wet food every other day on top of his dry food, just to mix it up, and he really likes it, and it keeps him on schedule. Whatever, you guys don't need to know that. Dry food, wet food, scrambled eggs, two scrambled eggs, no seasoning, and then a little bit of shredded cheese on top. A little bit of shredded cheese on top and three candles. Took a picture with him next to his birthday cake. He was so fucking hyped. And then, I don't know about you guys, but we celebrate birthday weeks in this family. There's no birthday. There's no one day of celebration. Hell no. There's like seven straight days of nonstop blackout drunk, which Koopa's only 3 years old. You're not allowed to drink when you're 3 years old, so we can't do that. But next day, I gave him a piece of steak. Next day, gave him a piece of bacon. Today, I gave him a little piece of eggs. Just a little small piece. Man, he is living it up. And everyone says, well, he's going to shit his pants. He's going to shit all over your carpet. You're going to be sorry. Fuck you. My dog has respect. He has not shit in the house. Not once. He's a good boy, man. He's a big, strong, young gentleman. He's growing up to be, what a fine young man. Handsome. Just got poise, pizzazz, style. Got a nice personality. He's doing good. Broski says, hold up. 3 is 21 in dog years? Oh, shit. Bust out the vodka, Koopa. We're getting fucked up tonight, as Eric Ellington once said. Koopa, we're getting fucked up tonight. After he walked around like with his weird hand motion. You guys remember that? What was that, Baker 3? Who cares? You guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. No one in this channel skates or whatever. Okay, so let's talk about gambling. I've been gambling a lot lately. I said during the pre-show that I think it's because pool tables have been shut down. So usually when I get to a bar and I'm saying, oh shit, I don't want to gamble too much, I'll just go stand over at the pool table and then I'll play pool. And then an hour will go by and I'll have only spent $2 on pool games. It's great. No gambling, whatever. They just reopened pool. So now I'm going to stop gambling so much. But I got to thinking about it. I play a game called Keno. And Keno is a lot like bingo. If you guys are following me on Twitch, I do Keno streams every single Friday. And I do them throughout the week. Whenever I end up at a bar, I play Keno. In fact, they have these machines everywhere all over Las Vegas. They're just video poker machines, but they have a Keno option. You pick like 5 numbers. It decides if you win, and then it pays you or it takes your money either way. I know they have Keno in other places that works kind of differently. You need to fill up paper or something. I don't know how that Keno works. But here in Las Vegas, we also have live Keno, where instead of the numbers being randomly picked, they have this big, it's like a fish tank filled with ping pong balls, and it sucks these balls through a tube, and each ball has a number on it, and it just randomly picks numbers out of ping pong balls. And instead of it being on a video screen, you fill out a piece of paper, they give you a ticket, whatever. I'm explaining it too much, it doesn't matter what it is, okay? Basically, it's a game of chance. Here's the difference, though. I thought about it, I did the math. If I go to a bar, and I play $1.50, and I pick 10 spots, and I get 10 out of 10, I'm going to win about $3,300. About $3,300. That's pretty good, right? Or no, wait, maybe it'd be... No, I'm wrong. $33,000? Fuck! God damn it, now I can't do the math right now. It'd be... Oh, fuck, dude, I'm blowing it right now. I think it would be $15,000. Okay, let's go with that, $15,000. I know I can't do math right now, guys. I'm a stupid idiot. Let's say it's $15,000 if I get all 10 numbers right. If I do this crazy game of chance and I get all 10 numbers right, I win $15,000 for a $1.50 bet. Wow, that's a lot of money. Yes, it is. But if I do it on live Keno, if I go downtown and do it on live paper Keno with the ping pong balls, how much do I get for a $1.50 bet? No, not $15,000. Not $30,000, no. Not $50,000, no. Not $100,000, no. Not $500,000, no. Not $1 million, no. Not $1.5 million, no. Not $2 million, no. It's like $3.3 million. So what kind of idiot am I for still playing these bullshit sucker games when I could be going downtown and hitting the boo-coo bucks, man? I could be making some real cheddar cheese money. Some fuck-it money. Some life-changing $3 million money. What would I do? Oh, man, we talk about this at least once a month. All I do on Twitch is pretend and fantasize about what if I was rich. Why don't you go get a job and work hard? Why don't you fucking sell your mama's car? Bitch, no one's asking y'all. I think it'd be fucking hype, dude. I think it's a smart move to play that game. And next time I go downtown, maybe next week, I'm going to definitely fucking do it. The cool thing is, too, is you don't have to be sitting there to do it. I could just, I could get my ticket. I could walk away. I could go have fun somewhere else. I could come back a half hour later, show my ticket, and they'll just be like, oh, shit, here's $3 million. Bye. And I'll go, oh, boy, $3 million. That'd be great, dude. I'd fix my roof of my car. I'd buy a motorcycle. I'd buy a bunch of dope-ass guns. I'd fix this house to make it better. But Ninja, why wouldn't you move to a better house outside of the ghetto? Because I like this neighborhood. I like it. I like it a lot. And I go out there and I wonder how life is going to be. So that's been going on, man. All I do is fucking hope that I hit this big money. And you know what I'm going to do tonight? Not take my own advice. I'm going to go to the fucking bar tonight. I'm going to pull out my little phone and stream on Twitch. And I'm going to fucking try to hit an 8 spot out of 8. And hopefully I'll win like $80 or $500. Chump change. Not life-changing money. Hell no. What if I do hit some money today, though? Ooh, that'd be so sick. I also was thinking about it the other day, man. If I was rich, I think this applies to everybody. If I was rich, I would either be buff as fuck or fat as fuck. And you think, why? Why would you be buff or fat? Well, first off, I would eat at a steakhouse every single day. I would just eat just the most nicest, rare food of all time. Just that comfort food every single day. The food that only I like. I would never in my life, I would never touch or look at a carrot ever again in my life. If anyone brought a carrot into the casino, I would fire them. Did I just say casino? I meant to say restaurant. If anyone... what the fuck? If anyone... Fuck it. I hate carrots, man. I don't hate them. I just don't know why they exist. I don't know why they're allowed to... I don't know why they're allowed to prosper in the world. I don't know. Who's out there just... Other than Bugs Bunny, who's out growing carrots and going, I can't wait to fucking eat this dumbass carrot. I don't understand. They put them on shit that they don't even belong in. Beef stew with carrots? What, you take a nice, cool piece of, like, of meat, maybe with a cool sauce, and then you fuck it up with some weird orange, dick-shaped, hairy, a weird hairy orange vegetable? Ugh. Fuck you. Dumbest, one of the dumbest fucking fruits out. What is it? What even is a carrot? A vegetable. One of the dumbest vegetables out. Ifu says, carrots used to be purple. Yeah, and then they fucking got even grosser. Nothing. First off, have you ever watched Food Network? And they're like, wow, man, that food looks really good, all purple and orange. Mmm, man, I can't wait to sink my teeth into that orange, purple food. No, no one ever wants food to be orange or purple. Mac and cheese is yellow. That's kind of okay. Purple, a grapefruit? Who even wants to eat a grapefruit? Dick-shaped fucking emoji. Maybe if you're a chick. Carrots are for chicks. What? Wait, why did I start talking about carrots? Oh, if I was rich. Okay. I'd be fat because I'd go to the steakhouse every day. And I would just be eating just Wagyu fucking $400 tomahawk steaks every single day. It'd be great. But also, I think I could pull it off. I'd also be buff as fuck. Because I'd be on all kind of illegal steroids. I'd have like a personal trainer, a scientist, just doing science on me. Making me into like The Rock. You ever see that fool? No one can just naturally become The Rock. It takes a scientist and a bunch of illegal drugs, probably from Mexico, injecting them into your butthole. Yep, I don't care. I'm rich. I'm rich. I don't fuck with carrots. I'm buff. I'm on steroids. And I'll have the tomahawk steak, please, with some butter on the side. And if I see a goddamn carrot, I will slice your fucking neck. That'd be me, dude. Just a complete dickhead, rich, fat, fat, buff, weird guy. No chin. Oh, shit, dude. So that's my rich fantasy. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great? Man, this podcast is almost over, man. It's flying by. This might be one of the shortest ones we've done. Last topic of the day. I went to a place called Omega Mart the other day. What's Omega Mart? Well, here in Las Vegas, we have this thing. It's going to be very hard for me to explain this. It's a thing called Area 15. You walk into it, and you have a bunch of, like, attractions on your right and a bunch of attractions on your left and this bar area. It's indoors, but it's a huge warehouse. So the ceilings are really high, and you're looking around. And every time you walk past, let's call it, like, a shop or a door, each door is, like, its own little adventure. You buy tickets for each door. First door might be a little mini roller coaster that has virtual reality and it's super cool. The next one might be, I don't know, like an escape room or some fun thing you do on like a date. Some cool thing with like a room that make like shakes the walls and makes music happen. And if it's supposed to be like sensory overload bullshit, you go to the next one. It's all video games. There's video games everywhere. And there's just cool like custom drinks and bars. Just like a place where it has multiple little attractions. A lot of virtual reality shit. Kind of like a museum, too. There's a lot of shit in there where you just go into this room and it just has all these crazy pieces of lighting and artwork and 3D reflective bullshit. You got some hologram bullshit all over the place. Exactly. Some cool stuff everywhere. Anyways, I chose to go to this attraction. Me and Lily, we went to one called Omega Mart. You walk into it and it's like a weird, like, goofy grocery store. Except all the groceries have weird fucking names. Like, instead, like, they're all gross names. Like, instead of milk, it's just called, like, t- toxic sludge, and you go like it's like edible like armpit shit, and then like the potato chips are like fuck chips, or everything's just gross, right? It's all like you think it's food, and then you get up to it and you read the box and it just says something gross on it. So it's like an ironic kind of thing. You're in there, you're looking around, whatever. So, oh, that's kind of cool, a little market. And then you look at the wall, you're like, that wall looks kind of weird. And you look at this thing, you're like, oh, that looks weird right there. What is this section over here? You open up like the freezer, you go, oh, fuck, this freezer is actually a hallway. You go into the hallway, now you're in a whole other universe. I'm in this dark room with caves and shit. I look to my left, some virtual reality bullshit. I look to my right, some fucking thing where you have to solve some mystery. Upstairs, there's a fucking slide. 5 seconds ago, this was a grocery store. Then you get in there. Now I'm in like, this would be if I was on mushrooms or ecstasy or something, I'd be freaking the fuck out. Everything's weird. The walls. I go into this weird little hut. I look at the hut. Lily looks at the fireplace. She goes, I think there's something in the fireplace. I'm like, dude, no one can fit in that little ass hole. She goes in there, climbs in the fireplace. Boom, rock climbing wall. She climbs up this rope. Climbs up this rope, this little path. We end up on the next floor. We're looking around. Now we're in some weird alien room. Bro, pretty fun time. We spent like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours in there. And we probably still didn't see everything. This fucker was huge. Huge building. All kinds of shit. 3 levels. One, the walls are all like always moving and morphing because they have, you know, these little light shows going on everywhere. Some of the shit you walk on, you look down, it's a TV that's just showing a picture of you from some secret camera somewhere. There was another room where it was just a strobe. Oh, this is the dopest room. It's a strobe light going off. Boom, 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 boom. But every time the strobe light goes on, it displays a picture of you on the wall. So it's a room of 4 walls. So it's a completely pitch black, and then boom. You know, you get this one, this flash of light. And when you look at the wall, you see a picture of yourself on the wall. That was part of the flash. And then you turn around, it's another picture of you. But every time you turn, it's another angle of you. The room is taking pictures of you in pitch black. And then you go out the door, you walk out this door, and then you come out of a bookshelf. And you're like, what the fuck, bookshelf? And then you walk into a room, there's other people in there, and they're like, what the fuck, that bookshelf opens? And I'm like, yeah, I just came out of some strobe light room. Go check it out. It was pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. It only cost me $35. And the only thing that kind of sucked is there was a lot of like, it's all ages. So there's some kids running around pissing me off. And then there's a lot of weird people in there, like, that literally just went in there to do ecstasy and mushrooms. Just wandering around, touching shit. I didn't like that part. But everything else was really cool. So I highly suggest if you guys make it out to Las Vegas ever, check out Area 15. Pretty cool idea. And that was just one attraction in Area 15 called Omega Mart. If I would have came out of there, I could have went to all of them. I could have went over here to this virtual one. I could have went to this musical one. I could have went to this video game one. And then I fucked up, man. We went to this restaurant in there. Dude, tell me why I'm so dumb. Oh, what kind of idiot does this? It's a restaurant. It's called like the Beast House or something. Whatever. They have all kind of cool meats and steaks and chickens and... Consider it like just a normal place. They have barbecue stuff. I go in there, look at this cool menu with a lot of burgers and really delicious stuff, seafood. And this idiot orders brisket, or what was it, like short rib brisket French fries. So they gave me some French fries with some cheese on it with 3 minuscule pieces of meat. And they're like, here's your meal. It was kind of like poutine. And I was like, dude, eat my fucking balls. Lily got this motherfucking lobster roll. Dude, they served it with an actual fucking lobster on top of it. And then the lot of meat was in the roll. Oh my gosh, she had a great fucking meal. I ate some fucking poor bum food off the ground. Then we went to this bar. This is funny too. This whole place has like silly little themes. So this guy, I order this drink, right? And the bartender's like, all right, it's going to take me a second because he has to do this whole little presentation. So he walks up with some cleaner, like some window cleaner. He sprays the table, wipes it off. Then he starts spraying it into my shot glass, sprays this cleaner, and then lights it on fire and then pours some alcohol into it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I'm like, oh, it's a part of this little joke, okay? It's part of this thing. You didn't actually, that's not really cleaner. it's some fucking alcohol. Lights the glass on fire. He, this fucker, he's supposed to use this other type of whiskey, but they ran out of it, and he used Maker's Mark or whatever. He switched the whiskeys. He's trying to put out this fucking fire in a glass, and it won't go out. And he's like, dude, this fucking fire won't go out. And anyways, he finally gets it out. You know, he's put some other shit in it. He's looking at like the manager behind him. He's like, I couldn't get that fucking fire to go out, man. What the, something weird's with this drink. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck, man? I gotta be the guinea pig for this weird flaming drink that you don't know how to make. And he made the drink, fixed it all up. And then you always know to ask questions. This fucker put the straw in the drink and then pulled it out and tasted it. And he's like, okay, phew, it's okay. Like, cool, man. I take a drink of this thing, man. This is the strongest drink I've ever fucking had in my entire life in like a professional setting, right? Like if I told like an 8-year-old to make me a whiskey Coke or something and they accidentally put only 2 drops of Coke and the rest was whiskey, I'd go, oh, fuck, you're just a kid. You fucked up. This motherfucker gave me, I took a drink. I said, oh, oh. Lily said, why is it that strong? I was like, yeah, it's really fucking strong. She's like, you should send it back. And I was like, I'm fucking send it back. Sell your mama's car. I love that shit. I just saw that movie the other day. Nah, I'm not sending it back, man. You give me extra alcohol, I'm going to complain. This guy did me a favor. First off, the drink is already $15 fucking dollars. All right? I will take as much alcohol as you can physically give me for 15 goddamn American dollars. Hell no. Not that that's good to over pour somebody. It tasted gross. But for me, man, I'm a frugal guy. I'll take it. Anyways, those are all my topics for today, man. If you guys get a chance to visit that place, I know maybe there's one or two locals in here. Definitely check it out. Area 15 Omega Mart. That's all I got for the podcast, guys. We're going to continue streaming. I'm going to stay on here. But it's been an uneventful week in the news and in my life. So we shared some laughs. We had a good time. Let me know what you guys would do if you were super rich. Would you be buff or would you be fat? That's the question right there. Let me know your guys' thoughts on bonelesses. What is worse, a boneless or a gay comply? I don't know. I'd love to hear your guys' comments on that. Also, do we put passion before principle or do we put principle before passion? Was Mr. Miyagi right or is that old Asian bitch wrong again? Yeah, that's why Daniel quit your stupid-ass team and joined Cobra Kai for a while. Got his ass beat because he was soft. He was soft like little carrot. Little soft bitch, orange carrot, ugly bitch, stupidest vegetable I've ever seen in my life. Oh, anyways, that's all I got for the podcast, guys. I hope you guys have a great weekend. If you missed the podcast, don't worry. The repeat comes out on Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. Also, it's better to watch this live. So if you're watching this after the fact, try to tune in live every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Also, let me shout out Venus Dietrap for the $10 donation today. And I would also like to shout out everyone who has been chatty. Chatty Kathy's here today. Shout out to Ifu Same Gages, OG Mickey, Captain Canuck, Venus Dietrap, Ifu Same, Vulgar Tech, Yagami, ugh, what a terrible person. Hentai for Men, Poke Dab, iBook Boy, Captain Canuck, Mr. Baba Yaga, Polar Tell. You guys all have a wonderful weekend. Don't drink too much, but also don't drink too little. Carrot cake is not that bad, but fuck every carrot on earth.